Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Champlain College in Burlington may still have an association for some people as a modest two-year degree program, but a massive curricular change has taken place at Champlain in the last 20 years, accompanied by equally dramatic changes to its campus. At the end of this month, the president of Champlain College, David Finney, is stepping down. He led the college through the last decade, and he joins me now to talk through where Champlain has been and where it's going. President Finney, nice to talk with you again.
You too, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So the college describes its curriculum as three-dimensional, and you had a big hand in that. Three-dimensional, what does that actually mean?
It means it's got three essential components to it. The hallmark of Champlain has always been the professional focus of its degree program. So you can major in business or IT or social work or education. And then beyond that, however, is the liberal arts component. And so we created a four-year interdisciplinary core that's highly sequential and very rigorous, because if we're going to prepare students for the world of work, in addition to the technical skills they need for a particular job, it seems clear they also need to be able to think creatively and critically and to communicate effectively. So that is what the core is about. And then we started also a life skills component, so that when students graduate, we want them to be financially literate. We want them to have participated in community service, because we expect that they should give something back to the communities they live in. And we want them to be sophisticated about managing their careers. So those are the three aspects of life skills we teach.
I want to talk a little bit about the life skills set there, because, you know, it's something that some people might say, well, why does a college have a responsibility to make sure that its students are financially literate, for example? I mean, why isn't that something that either the parents should do or the students can take on themselves? Why is it something that Champlain feels like should be an integral part of the curriculum?
Well, we did it because students, in fact, are not financially literate. And it seems that parents and children don't spend all that much time talking about money and how to manage it. And so we put it in based on feedback from recent graduates. And it has turned out to be, I think, the most popular aspect of the life skills program. And we believe, based on student feedback, that it actually saves our graduates from making mistakes that otherwise they would have made.
They tell you that
after they've left and coming back? Yes.
Like what kind of issues?
Well, one of the exercises we do is a game, This Is Your Life. So the juniors and seniors go into the gym, and around the edge of the gym are all of these tables: the grocery store, the landlord, the pet store, the record store, the stereo store, and everything. And when they walk in, we say, "What's your major?" And we give them a piece of paper, and it tells them what their income will be. So then they go around and they set up their life. They rent an apartment, they buy a car or lease a car, they do everything they need to do. And then they go to the center, where we do an accounting. And the typical result is we tell them they are bankrupt. And so then they have to give back the pet and downsize the car and take the smaller apartment. But in the process, they figure out what it means to live on a budget and in fact, what their budget's likely to be. That exercise alone has saved them a tremendous amount.
You also have a program called BYO Biz. You know, talking about entrepreneurs here and thinking of starting your business. Can you talk a little bit about what that is all about?
Yeah, one of the things that struck me when I arrived at Champlain was I met a number of students who already owned a business. And I mean, I had been in higher ed 30 years and really hadn't encountered very many students. And so it seemed to me to be something in the water at Champlain. So we decided to try to ramp it up. And so we recruit students nationally from high school who already have a business. And, you know, it's not a tremendous number. We get probably a dozen a year. And some of those businesses don't make it. And in other cases, we'll have sophomores and juniors come in and say, "I have an idea." And we sort of coach them into having a business. We graduate between 10 and 15 a year who have businesses. Some of those are located in Vermont. Some of them now employ Vermonters. Our goal was over the course of 20 or 25 years to have a number of businesses here that employ several hundred Vermonters. So we're tracking toward that, and hopefully that'll work as a way to contribute to the local economy.
So that's a piece of it there, is contributing to the local economy? Because as you said, it's a small cohort.
Yeah, it's a big piece of what we talk about at Champlain and how we define ourselves. Most of our traditional freshmen do not come from Vermont, but more than half of our graduates the last several years have taken jobs in Vermont. There are several companies around that rely heavily on us, particularly in tech fields. And we think a college ought to be of a place, and our place is here. And our role is to do everything we can to make this part of Vermont economically viable.
I'm speaking with David Finney. He's the president of Champlain College in Burlington. Announced a while ago that he's going to be stepping down at the end of this month. So we're talking about some of his accomplishments over the last 10 years. You just mentioned tech fields, and that's really an area that Champlain College has defined itself as a leader in. I mean, the gaming degree is one that is nationally known. Why is that something that Champlain has been able to carve out a niche in?
Champlain has a history of being both flexible and innovative. And we, for whatever reason, were able to see an opportunity and capitalize on it more quickly than many places. We try not to have too much bureaucracy. Maybe that's part of it. But we also encourage creative faculty to really put forward their ideas. And they know, based on history, that if they do have a good idea, the college will run with it and give them some support and let the idea come to fruition. And so in the area of gaming, in the area of digital forensics and several others, those have really proven to be good areas for us. They help us recruit students. They're growing industries. The skills are transferable to all kinds of other, in this case, software industries. And so it's proven to be a remarkably good move to develop some of those areas for Champlain.
I mentioned when I was introducing you that Champlain College has gone through a lot of changes in the last two decades, including what kind of school it is. I mean, it was a college that was known for two-year degrees. You didn't offer any four-year degree programs.
No, not until 92.
And now you offer four-year degree programs. You have graduate degrees.
Yeah.
How has the college made such a dramatic shift in such a short time?
Well, when Bob Skiff was president in the 70s and 80s, and so Bob, as he was leaving, put in place the first baccalaureate degree programs. Over the next decade, more and more were created and evolved, and it was in part response to growth of the community college, which was really taking away Champlain's historic niche. And so the board had made the strategic decision that baccalaureate-prepared students could do well here in Vermont and that Champlain should begin to prepare them. And so that happened. And the place then really evolved pretty rapidly. There were a lot of high school graduates right around the turn of the century. And Champlain was putting up some new buildings, and it began to attract students from further and further afield. And so it evolved very rapidly, I would say, between 2000 and today, and has turned into what I'm very biased, but what I think is a remarkably good little college.
When you took the helm, what was your goal for the college, given that it had already sort of started traveling in some of these directions?
Mm-hmm. One was to continue to capitalize on the strengths of Champlain and to push that. One was to try to create the most complete education that we could for students. There's a big debate in higher education about whether it ought to provide marketable skills or a liberal education. It's a debate that we find to be reductionist. We think a good education ought to do both. And so that is why we created the core to complement the professional programs, and also then why we created life skills and that idea about being complete. It turns out that it makes Champlain very, very distinctive. In fact, unique among American institutions of higher ed. That has worked really well for us. Our applications in the time I've been there have nearly tripled. Students are coming each year from further and further afield. And those are changes we welcome as long as we can then place those students in jobs in Vermont when they graduate.
And you're finding that you can?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We were talking a little bit about the expansion and the changes in terms of what the college offers, but there's also been a huge physical plant explosion.
We've been
quite
busy.
Phrase it that way. Yeah, let me tick off a few. New library in 1998, mm-hmm. new student housing complex on Main Street in Burlington in 2003, Center for Global Business and Technology opened in 2004, Student Life Center built in 2005, mm-hmm. a new welcome center with a price tag of $15 million opened in 2009. And if you drive around now, there's still more construction and renovation.
Yeah.
It's a massive amount
it
of
is.
Expansion.
Yeah, for a small school, it is.
Is it sustainable?
Well, I think it's sustainable to the point where we need it. We're trying to right-size the campus for 2,000 students. There are two components of that. One is to make sure that we have the academic facilities that we need in order to offer an education that is truly cutting edge in the respective fields. And the other speaks to the larger situation in Burlington where we would like to house all of our students. I'm not a fan of a lot of the apartments in Burlington that that students live in. And we think, first of all, we can do better, but also we can gain just a tad more control over the whole sort of college scene if we're able to do that.
So that's still moving forward. How else is Champlain College moving forward into the future?
Oh, we've got a lot of ideas cooking. Don Lackman has a menu of things to choose from. And I think as long as Champlain continues to be highly distinctive, very personal, and very, very Vermont-centric, it's going to thrive.
And what about you? Are we going to see your name pop up again somewhere?
Not soon, anyway. I'm looking forward to really downshifting and lowering my golf handicap and taking money from friends who've been taking money from me for years and doing some things like that.
So was that the impetus for stepping down now, just a change of pace for you?
It's a change of pace for me, but I think more importantly, it's time for Champlain to have a new set of ideas. I think any institution thrives when it is working its way toward a series of goals that people have really bought into. My best ideas are on the table, already implemented. Time for a shift and time for Champlain to jump to the next level.
David Finney is the president of Champlain College. He is stepping down at the end of this month after nearly a decade of leading the college through some pretty big changes. And all golfers in the area, you have been warned. He's going to be on the links. President Finney, congratulations on your upcoming retirement, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jane, very, very much.